to take control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-450-FREE. More coming up about the latest on the Bundy Ranch so-called range war that is happening out in Nevada. I've pulled up the article from KZNU's Brian Hyde, who went out there yesterday, I think. And we'll share that because I think it's an interesting perspective on what's happening out there. And then tomorrow night, we are expecting to have Ryan Bundy, the son of Cliven, on the show with us to talk about the situation, which for those of you, if you have not been paying attention to the news, this is pretty big news. The Bureau of Land Management is coming after this rancher and his family because they aren't playing by the rules, the arbitrary rules that have been forced upon them by the government's Bureau of Land Management. They're grazing their cattle on this BLM land. They are not paying the BLM their fees that they're demanding. In fact, they were withholding those fees, as I understand it, for a long time, and they've been using the money to upgrade the land themselves because BLM...
To actually upgrade the land.
Because BLM was supposed to do that, but they weren't doing that. So this has been a big issue, and they have not obeyed. And, of course, when you don't obey the state, they come at you, and they come at you hard. We'll give you more information about that. And then coming up, Daryl has some interesting numbers, some interesting details on countering the claim about how college education will net you an extra $1 million during your lifetime. But joining us here in the second and third hour of the program is our guest co-host for the evening, and her name's Ellen. Hey, Ellen.
Hello, Ian, and hello to everyone else listening. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. I believe this is your first time being on Free Talk Live.
Actually, I think I was on once before with you and Mark.
Really? For any amount of time?
It was just one episode.
Okay. Wow. I totally spaced on that.
That's okay.
Well, welcome
I mean,
back.
You've already been on my podcast, and so has Mark. So it's like I've been on with you three times.
Well, so your podcast is ALP.
Yep.
Which you host with Allie, who comes on Free Talk Live on Monday nights.
Saturday nights, I think.
Well, she comes on Free Talk Live
on
Monday. She's our Monday night co-host here on Free Talk Live.
Well, learn something new every day.
And she does ALP with you on Saturday nights, which is your own show. And you guys do a great show together. It is totally different from Free Talk Live in that you take one topic on ALP and you zero in on that topic. And you cover multiple aspects of that one topic, and you're very, very well researched on that as well.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we really just tried to specialize each episode on one specific topic just so that we can cover all different aspects of it. And really, that way, I feel like we can learn and teach more. And it seems like the fans are pretty dedicated, the ones that we do have.
Absolutely, and every time I listen, I feel like I'm learning something. So ALP, and by the way, the name, the letters change, what they stand for changes episode to episode. Can you tease our listeners with what's coming up tomorrow night on ALP?
Well, I don't want to give it all away, but we are talking a little bit about feminism, and I think that's going to be an interesting topic, seeing as Allie and I are both girls, and this is actually a kind of a controversial topic right now, especially since, like, the hashtag kill all men has become in vogue.
Wait, what?
I missed this one. it's in vogue.
It's trending right now on Twitter.
Things you miss when you don't use Twitter,
apparently.
See, I don't use Twitter much either, but I actually heard about this from somebody else, and I started looking into it, and sometimes people use it jokingly, sometimes people use it seriously,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's just a part of the new wave of feminism where it's gone from, like, women trying to get equal rights to women actually hating men.
Well, some would argue that there have been men hating women behind feminism for a long time.
Yeah, that was the original reason for the feminism movement, I think.
Well, and that was women who believe that, or women who hate men. That those are supposedly some of the people who've been behind feminism.
I always thought that that's what feminism was, that women that hated men.
Well, originally it was just to get equal rights for women, you know, like voting rights and the ability to...
So was the claim, at least.
Right, that was the claim. I think eventually it turned into man-hating, though.
Hmm.
But I don't want to get too much into this.
I can open my own door.
So that's going to be discussed in more detail tomorrow night. ALPshow.com. You can listen live over at LRN.FM. But after the fact, you'll put up the MP3 for download at ALPshow.com. So very cool. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here
tonight. Thank you for having me.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Have you heard about the range war, as it's called, going on in Nevada?
Yes, I have. I actually read an article from the Washington Post, and it was the version was a little bit different than what you described. From what I gathered, the Bundy family is raising cattle on their land, which I'm not really sure if it's their land or if it's somebody else's land, but they haven't been paying the fee, which is like $125 per cattle month, or so, like the amount of money that it takes to feed a cattle for a month. And
it's my understanding they have cattle probably on their land, but their cattle grazes
meaning on federal land.
On federal property.
Okay, so the cattle are grazing not on their land, but on somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And
presumably our land.
Yeah. Presumably. Yeah.
I give the Bundy, if they're listening, and I supposedly own some of that land, I give you permission to eat any grass that might be on that land that I could theoretically own.
So I heard that there was a group of people that are for the preservation of some sort of tortoise that are like, this is a great idea. We need to get these cattle off the land.
That's the purported reason, is to protect the tortoises from, I guess, being trampled or something like that.
That's the claim, but I saw something earlier today that said that there's another federal agency that's actually been killing the tortoises.
Because there's too many of them?
Yes.
And they also point out that the tortoises benefit from the cows being on the land because apparently they eat their dung, which is... I didn't know that about tortoises. But.
Yeah, that's an odd observation.
Seems like a nice symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
So I read that they claim that they owe like $30,000, but the IRS is saying that it could be over like $1 million.
Wow.
And
out of business. That's true.
Yeah, I also heard that there's a lot of like helicopters circling the area, and they've got policemen following them when they leave.
Mm.
I'm not really sure. It sounds like it's spiraling out of control.
So here's a perspective from Brian Hyde. He is the morning show host over at KZMU, which is our affiliate there in St. George, Utah, somewhat nearby this whole situation. And he says over at thetruthaboutguns.com is where this was posted. He says, I've been a longtime friend of Cliven Bundy's son, Ryan. We're going to have Ryan on the show tomorrow night. And I took the opportunity to visit him yesterday. I'll admit that my heart rate picked up as I was headed toward the Bundy Ranch yesterday afternoon. I'd seen the photos of the federal sharpshooters and Bureau of Land Management agents as they threatened and intimidated unarmed members of the Bundy family earlier this week. I watched the video of David Bundy following his release from custody after being arrested for taking video outside of a First Amendment zone set up by the BLM. The Tuesday clash between rowdy protesters and other BLM rangers was still fresh in my mind as we crossed the Nevada state line. Driving toward south toward Bunkerville, it was impossible to miss the BLM's large temporary operations compound set up just off of I-15. Dozens of federal law enforcement vehicles were sitting in and around the compound, and observers were parked atop nearby mesas. The BLM operation to impound and sell Bundy's cattle has a distinct military feel to it. The contracted cowboys tasked with gathering the cows travel in convoys protected by at least 20 escort vehicles, providing armed security. It looks mighty official and is intended to be intimidating. As we neared the Bundy Ranch, we began to see official road closure signs posted at every dirt road or trail alongside the state highway. There was no visible BLM presence near the massive twin flagpoles beneath which Bundy family supporters and media were gathered. Roughly 200 people were on hand when we arrived, and we were told that the numbers had dropped considerably from earlier this week, but that more supporters were en route from across the country, it being pretty much coming up on the weekend here. So more people having time off from work likely to come down there to show their support. We'll continue with Brian's firsthand perspective of what's happening there at the Bundy Ranch, or very, very nearby it, here in moments. You can bring up anything you want. Plus, coming up, the cost of college versus the benefits that you get from it. Daryl has that story. Are there some myths involved in that? Yeah, you'll find out. We're coming up. You can take control here. Add your thoughts in at 855-453. This is free.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. The range war again on the plate here for discussion tonight. We're getting an update from KZNU's Brian Hyde. He is one of the talk show hosts over there. It's one of our affiliates in St. George, Utah, and he went up to check out the scene at the so-called ranch war. We'll have Ryan Bundy, who is the son of Cliven Bundy. He'll be on the show tomorrow night, if all goes as planned, to talk about this from the kind of the inside perspective. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, we have Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's joining us from ALPShow.com. Daryl joining us from FPP.cc. Daryl, what is that?
FPP.cc is Free Press Publications. That's where people will find the written commentary that I put out every week. There's also other content that is being published daily on the site. There's a monthly newspaper. There are books. There's podcasts. So pretty much any form except for video. I don't do a lot of video.
Video takes a lot of effort, and you're putting a lot of effort into what you're already doing, and you're doing
yes.
a good job of it, and most of it is available for free at fpp.cc, so go and check that out. The reason why the three of us are here in the studio together is the Free State Project. Many of us in the Free State Project are frustrated by the continuing growth and intrusiveness and oppressiveness of the government. And we wanted to do something about it, but we know that protesting isn't effective enough and running for political office isn't effective enough, at least in the places where we were living previously. And Ellen, you're from Michigan?
Yep. I moved here about a year ago just for the Free State Project.
Almost a year. Congratulations.
Actually, it's been a little bit over a year.
Excellent. Yeah, because I remember it was pretty cold when you guys showed up.
Yeah, I think it was the beginning of January.
So congrats on your first year here
awesome,
in New Hampshire.
Thanks.
Daryl, you're in for two at least now.
I've been here 2 years, 1 week, and about 6 hours.
I have been here since 2006, and it has been great to come to a place where people who actually care about freedom are moving, where people who actually care about freedom already lived, by the way, because New Hampshire is arguably the freest state of all the 50. And so this is a great starting point to actually have some sort of semblance of freedom in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about an amazing movement of people. There's over 1,500 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,500 have signed up to make the move here to New Hampshire. So we're trying to reach 20,000. We want to get that number to 20,000. Then there's a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move here to New Hampshire and then to get active to achieve more freedom. So go to freestateproject.org. Highly recommend it, because you can't do this alone. You can't do this freedom thing alone. The Bundy family knows this. Thankfully, there are hundreds of people who have gone out to support them. But the thing is, people can only go and stay in a place where they don't live for so long. And how long they'll be able to sustain this group. There's 200 or 300 people out there right now, maybe more people coming over this weekend. We know Occupy didn't last, and they had large numbers in a lot of cities. It just, people have to go back to work, you know, at some point. They've got a family to get back to. They've got responsibilities that call them. So to have the people who support you be in your immediate vicinity is so critical. So go and check out freestateproject.org. That's one of the things that it does very, very well. We'll get back to what's happening with the Bundy Ranch here in moments. Crichton is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Crichton.
How's it going, guys?
Well, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't often listen to the show live. Usually I listen to podcasts. And I called in last night, and immediately after I got off the phone, I heard on the podcast later that a character who's been calling into your show for the past several weeks, and I've heard a lot of his call-ins, by the name of Wit, talk to you and immediately consulted me personally. Well, I've been listening to Wit or Half Wit for some time now, and at first he was quite entertaining. But after a while, it's like watching when you're in high school and you see two of the special ed kids arguing in the hallway, and you're first, you're amused. Because two kids are calling each other retard, and later you feel embarrassed for yourself.
Mm.
Listening to Wit is a lot like that for me. He's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, I definitely cut him short tonight, and you know, if he continues to call with the same topics, he will be he'll basically be prevented from getting on the air, because we can't have, you know, the same call every single night here on Free Talk Live. I'm just not going to put up with it.
And I wanted to let Wit know that he should look up Matthew 5:22, because
he claims to be a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does. He claims to be a Christian, and he should look up Matthew 5:22 and read it very carefully, because every time I hear him, he risks my damnation for forcing me to call him a fool.
Hmm. What is in the Matthew 5:22 that is so interesting?
It's the warning that one should not call a brother a fool lest he risk judgment, even if he is a saved Christian. It's not widely known, but it's in there.
So would you say that you're religious?
I'm fairly religious. I am a Christian, yes. And I'm hard to annoy, but to be honest, he's been annoying me for a while now.
Very good. Anything else you want to share tonight, Crichton?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Although maybe that's what Whit wants. You know, maybe listening to a call like that is exactly what he's looking for. He's looking for
attention.
They're
talking about me.
Right. You know, they're either talking about you or they're not talking about you. I mean, in life, that's generally true. And most of the time, they're not talking about you. When, you know, you think people might be talking about you, they're probably talking about themselves, more likely. But in this case, Whit did manage to get somebody to call and talk about him.
Right. And there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly. Although, I don't know what it is that Whit's trying to publicize besides hate for certain groups of people. That seems to be what he's up to. You know, he doesn't have a website or anything like that. He's just
he's publicizing hate. How great it was to drop nuclear bombs on Japan and how the U.S. military is not doing enough to do something with the Islamists.
That pretty much sums him up. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. The Bundy Ranch, there are hundreds of people out there, more expected this weekend. Brian Hyde from KZNU continues with his description of what he encountered yesterday when he went out there, saying that apparently there are about 200 people on hand, and brightly colored hand-lettered signs cover a nearby fence, and some supporters held signs urging passing vehicles to honk to show their support. The mix of protesters ran the gamut from the elderly to babes in arms. Besides every able-bodied male in attendance, there were no obvious militia members in camouflage standing around. Now, there has been a specific request, from what I understand, from the Bundy family to people who are coming down there. Please do not wear camouflage, and please do not open carry. I think it's all weapons, but it may just be rifles. But either way, do not open carry guns down there. They don't want this to turn violent.
That was posted on the Oath Keepers Facebook page.
That request? Yes. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The college, big college myth. We're going to try to bust that one coming up here in a little bit. And, of course, take your calls. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can go there right now and hook yourself up with a free pound of best of the best coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Now, coffee is a very absorbent crop, and it means that that organic certification is that much more important. Now, you can get good coffee in a lot of places. There's no doubt about that. What is it that makes BuzzBox special? Well, number one, it's delivered straight to your door. You order from BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com, and it's delivered, and you can it's set up an auto-ship program to where you can decide, you know, how often do you want to get a pound of coffee. Every 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever works best for you, you can adjust that number. But beyond that, BuzzBox is competitively priced with those other high-end coffee producers, and they've set up a couple programs that really is making people's lives better around the world in some pretty tough places to live. They've got a co-op. There's a program that allows people around the world to buy into that co-op. And as we get more listeners of Free Talk Live drinking BuzzBox coffee, because if you're going to drink coffee, you might as well drink some good coffee from BuzzBox. If we get 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from BuzzBox, from coffee.freetalklive.com, that'll finance 100 microloans through World Vision. So basically every 10 listeners finances one microloan from World Vision to help change lives around the world and offer people in poverty a chance to make their life better. So get started now and get a free pound just by paying the cost of shipping over at coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. So we continue here with the Bureau of Land Management. What's going on with the so-called range war happening out in Nevada at and nearby the Bundy Ranch? Brian Hyde from KZNU. which is one of our affiliates in St. George, Utah, went up there, and he knows one of the Bundy family. He went up to visit his friend and kind of check out the situation. They found a couple hundred people on a kind of a gathering area, not actually on the ranch, but at a place where the media and the supporters have gathered to show their support. They did not have anybody in camouflage standing around, which is one of the requests, from what I understand, from the Bundy family. No camo, no toting weapons. The mood was one of determination, more so than anger, says Brian in his article posted at thetruthaboutguns.com. Ryan Bundy informed us earlier that day that he and a group of supporters had ventured up into one of the closed areas and retrieved roughly 20 head of cattle, which they brought back to their 160-acre property for safekeeping. The BLM made no attempt to stop them. There were plans to go back that evening and retrieve another 15 head of cattle that had been left in the corral in the foothills. That retrieval did not take place due to another more pressing matter. During our visit, a number of state and local political candidates stepped forward and introduced themselves to the Bundys. In rural areas, support for the Bundy family is very high, but in the urban centers, not so much. The two state legislators were in attendance included Representative Crescent Hardy and Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. The situation has caught the attention of leaders in several western states where federal authority over public lands has been problematic at best. Both elected officials reminded the crowd that peaceful assembly would sway the court of public opinion more than rowdy or antagonistic behavior. This came on the heels of a highly publicized tussle that saw several individuals roughed up or tased after confronting and shoving BLM personnel. As the lawmakers were finishing their remarks, word came that three more Bundy family members had just been arrested 40 miles away at Mopa Beach. With that news, the majority of the crowd jumped into their vehicles and headed out. It may not be an actual standoff yet, but the tensions between embattled Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and the Federal Bureau of Land Management are making waves well beyond Clark County. This is much more than a pissing contest between a dissident rancher and a dogmatic federal bureaucracy. It has far-reaching implications for every one of us regarding whether government is our servant or our master. If it goes sideways, it's likely that all of us will pay a significant price in terms of our personal freedoms. The frustration of the Bundy family is beginning to show. After decades of being relentlessly hounded by a bureaucracy that has sought to regulate away their livelihood, the urge to push back is building. They're confronting a hyper-aggressive government that has no compunction about using overwhelming force to impose its will. It's a battle that the Bundys cannot win physically in head-on confrontation. The feds are better armed, better trained, and far better organized in every way. They're also operating under the color of law, which lends legitimacy to injustice, particularly when it's done on a large scale. This means the Bundys must consider approaching this conflict from the viewpoint of fourth-generation warfare. Fourth-generation warfare is won at the moral level, not by physically annihilating one's enemy. But to do this requires the courage to allow your enemy to reveal his true character without responding in kind. This is what happened with the sharpshooter incident earlier this week, but the sympathy and support generated by that event quickly dissipates when protesters become antagonistic. The Bundys need to have a clear message that spells out their stance from a moral rather than a legalistic standpoint. They need to stay on that message and do whatever it takes to preserve the essential mantle of innocence by not becoming the aggressors. Now, of course, people who, I'm taking aside from this article for a quick moment, the people who support violence in the idea of achieving liberty, they'll simply claim they're not being the aggressors. They'll claim that, well, we've been aggressed against. The state or the city or the town or the federal government, they have aggressed, and so therefore we can respond in kind. But while that may be technically correct, it's not something that's going to win hearts and minds. It's going to be something that'll make you look like crazies, like dangerous people who need to be crushed. To the average person who's just watching a news report.
Just like if someone, let's suppose, Ian, that someone comes in and steals some of your radio equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here when it happens, but you find out a week later who did it. If you then use physical force against the person, you could say, well, he aggressed against me by stealing my stuff. I was using self-defense. But because so much time has elapsed, no one is going to see that as self-defense.
Yeah, the only time self-defense really is seen as self-defense is in the moment, in the heat
right.
of a dangerous, violent
so
moment.
So the people that are saying, well, they've been stealing our money all this time, it's self-defense. It's not immediate. So it does make it seem as though you're being the aggressor in the situation.
Right, and they may be making the most wise decision taking that route. Just they might not mean to do it, but it seems as if they're making martyrs out of themselves just by withstanding
the law.
Those
who are violent, you
mean? No, not the ones that are violent. The Bundy family.
Oh, I see what you mean.
They're not complying with the law. They're not complying with demands, which I find this whole situation kind of ridiculous because it's over grass that the cattle have been eating. And while the law may say that they owe this money, I feel like the government is completely overreacting in this situation and making themselves look worse by using the extreme amount of force, and not to mention all of the money that they're probably spending on the equipment they're herding the cattle
vehicles
with.
To accompany the cowboys who are herding the cattle that the BLM has hired to take the cattle off the Bundy family land.
Not to mention they have to pay to take care of the cattle once they gather them. So how much money
does
this
cost?
They're actually losing money in this transaction.
But if we let him graze his cattle out there, then everybody, there's 300 million Americans, everybody's going to have their cattle.
Well, that's just it. They're willing to spend as much money as it takes to retain their level of control and legitimacy in people's eyes, even though, as you pointed out, Ellen, that them being violent, the government guys being violent, and by amping up their response in this way, makes them look bad. It actually hurts their image. But when the protesters respond with violence, it hurts the protesters. So, final thoughts from Brian Hyde. He says, responding to force too soon will bring repercussions for more than just the Bundys. Those who would support them should also follow this advice. The mask slipped earlier this week, and many of us got a peek at the naked aggression that hides behind our benevolent bureaucracies. Our challenge is to make sure others can see what's behind that mask, and that won't happen if we are the initiators of violence. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Share how you think or how you feel on this particular issue. Would love to hear from you. You can take control of the airwaves. And coming up, a big college myth. We're going to explore it in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Is college a scam? The marketing says you're going to make more money than the average person if you go to college. But is it true? Daryl's got something that will address that here in a little bit. We'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. By the way, I want to remind you to check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We are currently advertising Free Talk Live on Google AdWords, and we're doing a matching fundraiser where if you give $5 a month to the AMP program, we've got some generous listeners who are going to contribute the other $5 to match it to $10. And if you're doing $10 a month, it'll be matched to $20. So it's a great way to help Free Talk Live expand our reach on the internet, also on the radio waves as well. Daryl, the AMP program has allowed us to bring you on as an affiliate relations person. You just actually got a new affiliate this week. Congratulations on that. And so the AMP money goes to pay you when you're making those phone calls and pay you a bonus when you actually bring a new station in.
Yes.
So that happened. That is number three, I think, for you.
Number three, got a fourth station that
one in the hopper
is supposed to begin airing tomorrow.
Very cool.
And one in which they've been running, but we don't have the official paperwork, so we cannot announce them yet.
And those are, and that's a big one too. But anyway, those are stations I wouldn't have been able to get likely because I don't have enough time to make all those calls myself. So it's the AMP program that's made all this growth possible. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get your AMP dollars matched. And those matching dollars are available for the next 6 months, basically. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and your thoughts, let's talk to Andrew. He is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you guys want to talk about the college scam? I was just gonna kind of, I think the major issue we have going on, we got issues, right? Everything's not perfect here in the old America, and the number one issue I feel like we have is an inability to define words. Nobody knows what ism we are under. Now, all we know is we ain't under freedom, right?
Mm. Okay.
We are not under freedom. So what ism are we under is the question I would say. And I say I know. Just ask me. And the ism we're under is fascism. It is not socialism. Obama is not a socialist. He is not a communist. Now, these are all forms of fascism, but he is a fascist, just like George Bush, just like the federal government acts right now. Now, they use, concerning the college issue, concerning student loans, and this is the issue, is the student loans are coming from banks now, right? This is how you're going to get your student loan, coming from a bank.
Aren't they now, some of them coming from the federal government?
They're federally insured.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
right. That's right.
Coming from the bank.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are banks making profit? Of course. This is another form of fascism. So everyone says it's coming from the government. No. The government has just like Obamacare, has just done a deal with the banks and said, hey, give out these loans to anybody and everybody that wants it. Even if they're not learning analytical reasoning, they're not learning logic in their colleges, they're not learning any useful skills in a productive economy. And we are going to back them up 100%, meaning you have zero risk. It's just like the housing bubble. There was a bubble, and what they're creating now, the same thing in the housing bubble, give loans, give out bad loans. And what that created was a bubble. And bubbles have to burst. And so this bubble is nasty in the education realm. It's huge.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence for what you're saying, that there's a big bubble in the world of education, and when's it going to pop is a good question.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what your guest was going to talk about, but I imagine if he's saying that education is – because, you know, there's lots of issues, I'm sure, with the education as far as what they're teaching. But when it comes down to it, these banks are making money – off of the government guaranteeing these loans, guaranteeing them, meaning that even if these homies don't pay, even if Joe Schmo doesn't pay, we are going to bail you out, bank, even though we are making you, and they're not sad about this because banks are still going to be charging interest. Whether it's the student that pays or they default, and that goes back to the government, which is
or the state pays
people.
It. Yeah, that's
the
a good
state,
point.
Okay. And in the end, I mean, what is the government? Do they have any money? Are they running in the black? No, it's the Federal Reserve System through their fiat currency. They are printing money. And I think fascism is what we need to see, is that what's the definition of this ism, of fascism, is where government and private corporations work together, right? That is
pretty
the
much.
Definition of fascism.
And my understanding, going back to the student loan thing, my understanding is that the bankruptcy law was actually changed a couple of years ago to where if you have outstanding student loans and you file bankruptcy, the student loans don't go away.
That's right.
So they guarantee even after you file bankruptcy, they guarantee it for the bank.
you can't wipe a student loan away with bankruptcy.
You can't wipe that away.
You can wipe out a mortgage. You can wipe out a
right.
car payment, but you cannot eliminate your student loan if you file bankruptcy.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, they changed that law. We have to look at the common denominator. Who changed this law? What committee changed it? Which politician changed it? And who's their biggest donor? Is it Goldman Sachs, the largest bank in America? Who was Obama and Romney funded by? They were both – their largest donors to Romney and Obama was Goldman Sachs, $2.7 million to each of them equally.
You know, Andrew, you're on to something here. Good call tonight. Anything else you want to share?
No, I just want people to wake up and realize that we are under a banker – takeover, and fascism is, we are the largest fascist country ever to exist on earth, and fascism is not good because it uses force, uses coercion, it limits our free will, and whenever our free will is limited, our ability to create and grow is limited. And so I just encourage everyone to wake up to this fact. Going out to movies and all these things is a good time, and I do the same thing. But just realize that there are starving children around the world, and our government is spending money on bureaucrats and on guns and ammunition, to take down some rancher that's been ranching for over 200 years. Just realize it's fascism. It's not communism, no. Not socialism.
Andrew, have you been to college?
Wake up. Yes, sir. Yep, I have a worthless degree from the University of South Carolina.
Now, why is it worthless? what was it in?
Oh, it was in what you do.
Oh, radio, television, broadcasting? You poor man.
Yeah, and I don't do it. I never pursued it.
Wow.
But I worked in it for a year, and it's okay. But I was, you know, this is a cool. I just moved to St. George, and this is a cool little medium you guys have going. It just seems like I'm able to say this. I'm able to call in and say what I just said. You can't do that on the corporate media. You can't do that even on your local KSL, you know?
Certainly not. Andrew, thanks for your call. Welcome to Free Talk Live. And look forward to hearing from you in the future. Feel free to call in any old time you want. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, Ellen is in the studio with us from ALP, and her website's alpshow.com. You are actually gearing up to go to college.
Yes, I am. And I think he made a good point. What was his name, Andrew?
Yes.
He made a good point saying that a lot of people get worthless degrees, but I think the problem is that most people, they're pressured to go into college because all throughout high school, there's government initiatives that encourage children to go to college immediately after high school. And a lot of people don't even know what they want to do with their lives at that point. So they're just being pushed into college.
Because it's what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
It's not only what the government has been telling them to do, but it's also what their family members have been telling them to do. It comes from all over the place.
Exactly.
Son, I want you to be the first one in our family to graduate from college.
Yeah, there's a huge social pressure for everyone to go to college, and people are just herded through the system like that. And I think that's one reason why the education is so poor. Like, I've talked to people who go to college, and the first 2 years, basically, they take classes that have nothing to do with what they want to pursue. And that might, and they're
general classes.
They have to pay for it.
Them.
Yeah, you have to take it. You have to pay for it, even if it's not what you want.
I remember being in community college in Florida, and the science class I took was using the same science textbook I'd used in high school. So I was paying to take the same course over again, essentially.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We can come back with more on college. Daryl, you've got a story about this million-dollar claim that you're going to make $1 million more on average than somebody else who doesn't go to college. If you go, we'll talk about that coming up.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.